This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
Let's
wonder what they are.
Listening pleasures.
There's something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
And good evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And I'm glad you have. I have a special guest this evening, Ali Khan. Hello.
Hello.
It is nice to see you, and we've hardly talked.
Yeah.
And now we get to, right, so that's cool.
You got a whole hour.
Yeah. So you have a lot of musical projects on the go. Mm-hmm. Because when I looked at Yo-Yu, it was like so many albums. Like, how have I not listened to any of this? Like, oh my gosh. That's exciting. I like knowing that there's more music that I had no, like, previous knowledge of. So, we're going to start off with one of those tracks. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got to that point? Like, you released some under your own name.
Yeah.
What was that, before or after?
Yeah. I started self-releasing music like way back when, just because it was easier.
Yeah.
And it was a great way to connect with folks. It's been quite a while. I can't even remember the date. It's quite a long time ago. But with respect to like this album here, there was like, I mean, each album has like a different kind of point in time. It's kind of like a snapshot of what's going on. And,
yeah.
And this one was just around COVID lockdowns.
And the All Colors?
Yeah. And then Natalie Bourne from... doing what he called it, like song every week.
Okay. Yep.
And so there was like a group of us, maybe like 14 or something like that, that were like submitting songs every week. And the idea is you have this deadline on Tuesday night where you must submit music or you fall out of the group. And so you submit whatever you can, a song idea, a fragment. So then a whole bunch of stuff happened over a period of weeks. And like this album came out of that.
Very cool.
It was really, really, really challenging process, and also like really rewarding, because it forced you know, forced everyone, I think myself especially, to like let go of things a little bit more quickly than I would.
And,
yeah.
Like on average, how long would you say one song would take? Well, if it wasn't a week.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about like how it turned into an album is a bit of a process after, but the songs themselves, I'd maybe do like 5 to 8 hours every week just to kind of get enough of something that I felt, okay, this is holding together. Yeah. And then, of course, after that, making it into an album is a whole different process of like editing and tweaking, recording tracks and stuff. Yeah.
Mastering.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, like just even supplementing and replacing some of the stuff that was previously recorded. And just kind of getting it sounding exactly right.
Yeah, no, those rough drafts are very important.
Yeah, it was really cool to see other people's process, which was what I liked the most, especially. Like, being an electronic artist was very strange in that context for me because, you don't sketch the same way as you sketch with like a guitar or a piano and your voice. You know, it's a little bit more finished sounding all the time, which is a little bit strange in that context. But I started to lean into it and find ways that I could like, okay, how can I do things more quickly and with less focus on like the polish and more focus on experimentation and ideas. And that's what really got, you know, that's what I got out of that process for sure. Yeah.
So we're going to hear ILY.
Yeah.
Off of All Colors. And this is Yo-Yo for everyone listening out there. Yeah. So here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. you're listening to is Alicon, Cracks in the Sky off of Retrospective Volume 3, 2011 to 2012. So, if you started with Tome Pushers in the 90s, late 90s, this is sort of like middle work.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
So, rhythm, like bass.
Yeah.
But you've got like, yeah.
It's kind of floating. This kind of music was, there's a few songs I wrote around exactly that time, like that were, I was just learning long distance running. And so the songs were just really long. Because the time perspective in long distance running changes, and it's kind of like time stretches and dilates depending how you want to look at it. So the music became really long form. And I enjoyed listening to songs like this while running, especially too, because they're kind of spacious.
Yeah, you can definitely lose yourself in this.
Yeah, that's like, kind of the idea. That's
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was the appeal of that, you know, running in the first place was exactly that, is kind of losing myself into an experience that would kind of do a little bit of a reset on the mind. Mm-hmm. And then the song title itself is, I was just introducing or being introduced, well, not by anyone in particular, but just by life, to Buddhism. And there was an author, or is an author, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, has a book called Dharma Art. Hands down, one of the most influential books of my life. He teaches Buddhist principles through the lens of art and creativity. And it's very effective if you're an artist, because you understand the craft of artistry, and it reaches you that way. And anyways, he talks about the idea of perception and how he's a photographer as well. It's one of his art forms. And he said, you know, you could look at a tree and watch the branches, and they look like cracks in the sky if you wanted to change your perspective a little bit. And he'd play with that a lot. And so he'd like do photography where he'd shift perspective like that, and just a kind of a way to expand the mind and have more spaciousness about how things are, as opposed to being so fixed about like, okay, this is how it is. It's like,
yeah.
So yeah, I was really turned on by that at the time, and started writing a bunch of music around that, you know, those ideas and philosophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So we are sitting here with Alicon, if you just tuned in. And if you want to find all the things, there is one spot where you can go, nomorewords.ca, and it brings up the Bandcamp. And there are still Bandcamp Fridays, so support your local artists. Yeah, first Fridays of every month. And that's coming up, actually, June mm-hmm. 5th, and that's right through Meme, and you're playing at Meme.
Yeah.
So that is exciting. Tone Pushers, how long has it been since you've played out, like, in Winnipeg here?
It's been a while. I think the last time we might have played would have been at Meme, likely, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little while. I can't even remember the date at this point.
Yeah, and it's a project with you and Joe Silva, and you have gotten together since the late 90s and
I mean, I first met Joe because he had a project of his own called X Nation, and I saw him performing, and I was like, wow, this is like freaking awesome. He was doing like a live show with synthesizers, and I was like, we need to talk. And we became friends. We ended up working together in IT for a little bit, and then we've been writing music on and off for the past, well, many, many years. We have a large catalog of music if you look us up. Like, it's kind of silly, actually.
And they will be playing
on
June 6th, headlining the Pyramid. That's the after show. And, get your tickets at mimetic.ca. It's going to be a great weekend, and always. You can get a full festival pass. It includes a workshop on Thursday, warehouse, indoors and outdoors on a Friday, starting at like 5 p.m. The cube is free and you can go there, dance all day. But like the after party on Saturday is at the Pyramid, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And the Tone Pushers are going to be there. So yeah, make sure that you grab your tickets. And there's physical tickets. If you like physical tickets, go to Into the Music. They have them. And you can pick those up. I think Nathan just dropped those off today. So we've got some more Yo-Yo up next. And Temple of the Lucid Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little about this one?
Yeah. Okay, so this one was... What album was this from? It's Empty Spaces. So the idea behind a lot of the songs on this album were I was recording empty spaces because I found that there was a lot of sound in these spaces that was really interesting. So if you could say I was doing field recordings, and then I use those as like the basis for every single one of the songs on the album. So for example, there's a couple in that are recorded in some churches in Toronto. And if you sit down in a building like that, you hear the building creaks, you hear the ventilation system coming on and off, yeah, you hear spooky noises, lovely noises. It's really neat. So that was kind of what happened. And Temple of the Lucid Heart was an experiment in programming rhythm in a very different way than I normally do. It was using FM synthesis.
Okay.
I'm pretty proud of it. It turned out really well. I haven't really done anything else like it since, actually. Yeah.
Well, so this is off of Empty Spaces, Temple of the Lucid Heart. long enough.
Yeah, exactly. Long form music.
Project 26, formerly known as, and this is Snowflake. Beautiful nature, large fluffy snowflakes had us living in a snow globe this morning, inspiring these sounds. Yeah, that's lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that snow, that big fluffy snow. It needed a song.
Exactly.
I'm here with Ali Khan, and yeah, that was Snowflake. Yeah, we're going to listen to more in a little bit. And it's, well, let's go weather. It's not snowing outside. Plus 28, what? No, that's not true. Let's refresh that. Oh, I guess it is. Oh, no.
No.
Plus 18.
Okay.
I guess it hadn't been refreshed from this afternoon, but oh my gosh, it's going to be the 30s all up till Monday. So, yeah, get ready for it. Sunny and clear, and that is what it's telling me. And it's only dropping to tonight's going to be the coldest, and it's going to be 11. Mm-hmm. So that is quite favorable. And let's see. Yeah. That's all I have to say about weather. But how about CKUW's event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements? We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And, you have a lot of festivals that you're attending. Dude. And, yeah, so people can hear you in a whole bunch of iterations. First off being Meme, which is June 4th to 6th. There are still tickets available out there. Full festival passes under $100. So, like, seriously, you get two full days of music and a workshop with that, and that's going to be great. So you can hear the Tone Pushers, which is one half Ali Khan, one half Joe Silva, and they'll be at the Pyramid with a whole bunch of great DJs. DJs across Canada are coming to this thing, so yeah, come out and dance it up. Next up is the Elemental Festival. Oh, wait, no. Base in Unity, which is Canada Day long weekend. And that is a marathon.
It is
an amazing
tour.
Like, yeah. I think they're doing it from, well...
Canada Day till Sunday, I think.
Yeah. So July 1st is the Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's going all the way till Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Get out to Base in Unity at the Hilltop Resort. It's a really great campground. Mm-hmm. And they've got... like, I think four stages this year.
They've added a stage, so maybe five now.
Maybe five?
Yeah, because and the beach stage is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just float out there. Mm-hmm. Bring your floaties. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
There's also, like, this Pluto stage, which is, like, shaped like a planet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe, is that in the forest? Sort of?
No, it's in the campsite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the forest campsite. Yeah. 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 It's got trees around it.
Yeah.
And bears.
Oh, okay. Watch out for bears. Put your food in your car. That's always fun. Elemental Fest is, that's in St. Laurent.
Yeah.
And you're planning that one as well. Mm-hmm. And that is the August long weekend. So starts July 31st. And then Bring Your Love, which is August 13th to 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Joe and I are playing... kind of back to back. I'm playing an hour and a half, and he's playing afterwards as well.
Thanks.
Like, so we're kicking off the Saturday day
set.
So I'm probably going to do some live ambient music to start, and then move into like ambient techno, and then like some tech house.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a fun
very
time.
Cool. And that was Bring Your Love.
Yeah.
So that is the 13th to 17th. And that was, what day was that? On the Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So check it out. Bringyourlove.ca. Basinunity.ca. I don't know.
I'm
guessing that all of them are .ca.
Basinunity's, they're easy to find. Like, Google's very friendly about that.
Yeah. Just type in your favorite festival and buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And there's always camping, too. And all of these are pretty close to the city, too.
Yeah.
Like, only an hour away. And Meme is right in the city. So, yeah. You could even get a hotel room if you don't want to leave downtown. How about that? Yeah, those are just a few things going on in Winnipeg and surrounding area. And if you do want to add something to the guide, you can. Just drop by here and let us know. You can phone us. And one day I'll remember this phone number.
that's a very big binder of instructions.
Yeah, it is. 204-786-9782. Or just email us, ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. Email us your one sheet. Or give us a poster and we'll put it up here. People will announce it when they have the time, which is like we're sort of mandated to. So you have to like break up your show and tell people what's going on out there, and that's a great thing that we do, and keep you informed, community. Yeah. So now it's time for my Tragically Hip segment, Songs That Tragically Hip Never Play in Concert. Well, hardly ever. And this one is off the Live Between Us. May 24th, 1997 is when it came out. And I'm going to play Nautical Disaster there because everyone needs a song about a nautical disaster. And yeah, it's been 10 years since that announcement on that long weekend. Well, it was a Tuesday because I had my show after. And yeah, it seems everything happens on a Tuesday. Here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. good one off there. Yeah, so I'm here with Ali Khan, and we are chatting about all the things that you're up to this summer. Yeah, it's amazing, and also these projects, ambient. Like, how do you get into ambient?
Yeah, I got into it. There's a couple of ways, but like. The first time I started producing ambient was like an experiment, because I hadn't been listening to ambient music. It was just I was in the studio, I was recording a trance song, had a big string section kind of going on, and then I soloed that track. It sounded great, and then I took that track and slowed it down 3 times.
Oh, okay.
And I went, oh, this sounds pretty cool. So then I made a whole ambient album that way, like by just performing stuff without drums, and then slowing it down. And then someone invited me to play music for yoga classes at, mm-hmm. at Yoga Public.
Yep.
And so I brought all my synth stuff there and kind of learned how to play slower. Like that technique of slowing things down was necessary because my brain was so accustomed to things moving. And it was a real process to learn how to perform that slowly.
Yeah,
and to count that slowly and to like think about music in that time scale, you know, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, I mean, I'm sure classical artists do it all the time. But for a person like me who's playing loop-based electronic music, that's a big difference. And so the experience of being in yoga classes really taught me a lot about how to play music with the body. And so I... progressively the music got more and more ambient. First few classes I showed up there, I had drum machine and like bass lines and stuff going on, slower but still rhythm oriented, and then eventually that stuff started to disappear. I heard someone play some Crystal Bowls one day and I went, oh, that's really interesting. And I was inspired by that sound and started to think about, well, how do I do that with a synthesizer? And I started kind of getting into those longer form pieces that way. Yeah. Long answered, but
yeah, it can be very meditative.
It was a really big change for me, actually, to learn how to play music without drums. Because my first instrument that I learned was drums, so that's kind of in me. So, like, I'd always thought that I'd be playing electronic music with drums forever, and then this happened, and I was like, oh wow, this opens up a whole new world of ideas and field recordings. Do lots of solo hikes. And I do like sometimes field recordings of nothing, like just the sound of the trees with a bit of wind, and I amplify that and use it in songs. Other times it's activity, but it's hard to find a place anywhere where you will not hear a plane flying somewhere in the distance at some point in time. It's really educational to like try to find silence. Is not easy.
Yeah. Well, once you go to LA, it's just helicopters all
right?
the time.
Oh god, that would drive me crazy.
So we're gonna play a Tone Pushers track next.
Yeah.
Claude Traum.
That's right.
Remix.
Yeah.
And at Claude Traum.
Yeah. So I mean, they're an act. Musical artists. So Nadja Lind is in Berlin, and she, we became friends online. This is one of the things that happened with the internet, where like we could connect with artists around the world and develop friendships. Develop friendships without like having to travel. And so we became friends, and Joe and I were working on this EP, and this is one of the tracks, and they did a remix of it for us, and it's really good. I like what they did to it. They kind of went into like a dub techno vibe with it, and it's,
so this is Elate.
So it's a Tone Pushers track remixed by Claude Traum from
Berlin. On CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
that's just a little snippet of some tone pushers. A late Clartone remix. Oh, it gets really good here. So yeah, you just got to go out dancing. That's the Pyramid on June 6th. Get your meme passes, mimetic.ca. And thank you so much, Ali. This is wonderful. And everyone else, go to nomorewords.ca.
Yeah.
And you'll find all this music there. And Tone Pushers, you have your own website for that? Or?
We do, yeah. Well, and you'll find it if you come to No More Words. Find your way there.
Okay. Yeah. So it's all linked there. Just go No More Words and yeah, fall into an ambient hole. That's a good, yeah, nice little spot to be. Yeah. So thank you for,
you're so welcome.
Coming
for
on the show.
Me.
And yeah, this is great. We're going to end with Yo Yo track off of Ordinary Moon, Forest Purple.
Sounds good.
So I want to maybe introduce this track a bit.
Very quickly.
Okay, yeah.
Just the short version of it is hiking in the white shell, beautiful mm-hmm. day, magical, everything was purple, including a purple mushroom, which blew my mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't often see that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so up next is Alan Campbell with Night Danger Radio, 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music.